Young Women United traveled to Santa Fe recently to make 4 recommendations to policymakers about how to handle incarcerated mothers. The group says judges should consider whether women are pregnant or breastfeeding a child when deciding bail bond amounts at arraignment. As things stand, that's not on the list of factors a judge must weigh when determining the conditions of release, though lawyers may argue the point. Micaela Cadena is the policy director for Young Women United. She says pregnant or lactating women should be in their communities, not in jail, awaiting their plea bargains or hearings.
So one of the concerns we have is if somebody's locked up for a few days, takes a couple of days to post bail or bond, and may be a breastfeeding mother, that in that time span, her milk may have dried up and she may have lost her milk supply.
Young Women United is also calling for detention centers to allow inmates to maintain their breast milk supply and provide breast milk to their infants. The group expects to see its proposals carried forward in the next legislative session. These efforts are part of a campaign to humanize women and families coping with addiction. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.